And now, for La Laguna del Diablo, the devil monster of Elizabeth Lake.
Many lakes along the southern San Andreas Fault, Quail Lake, Lake Hughes, and Elizabeth Lake, to name a few, are sag ponds. That is, they were formed from earthquakes. Over the years, these lakes became rest stops along the old ridge route or developed into scenic recreational areas. However, one lake for over 100 years had the terrifying reputation of being La Laguna del Diablo, the Lake of the Devil, because a sea monster was said to have lived beneath it. Here is the legend of the horrible devil monster of Elizabeth Lake. Around 1780, a group of soldiers traveling up San Francisquito Canyon from the San Gabriel Mission were attacked by Indians. Several of the soldiers were wounded, and the lieutenant in charge, anxious over returning to the mission for help, called out,
"I'd sell my soul to the devil for a direct route home."
Moments later, a rancid smell permeated the air, and in a sulfurous cloud, there appeared none other than the devil himself with a group of his followers offering to carve out a safe direct route for the men to take home. The unholy crew went to work cutting a pass, shrieking and moaning in delight at the prospect of one more soul drawn down into their hellish headquarters. They toiled the entire day. That night, when they came to collect payment, legend has it that God sent a great earthquake. Again, fire consumed the Prince of Darkness and all of his men. The next morning, the frightened soldiers, trembling along the devil-carved trail back to their mission, saw, in the very spot where the devil and his crew had become barbecue, a beautiful, clear blue lake. Over the next 50 years, families came to settle in the Antelope Valley, but the legend of Laguna del Diablo deterred them from building or settling anywhere near the ominous lake. Then, in the 1830s, a hardy Mexican man, Don Pedro Carrillo, decided to test the legend.
"I am going to test this legend."
Having acquired a land grant that included the lake, he started construction of a ranch house and other buildings that would overlook the picturesque waters. But as soon as the buildings were completed, they mysteriously burned to the ground. Don Pedro decided the legend must be true.
"The legend must be true. How else could all these buildings burn down in a matter of hours?"
He abandoned his plans and he never returned.
"No, Chico, down."
50 more years passed. No one disturbed the lake site until in 1883, early land baron Francisco Chico Lopez bought Don Pedro's grant. Chico erected a rancho beside the lake, and the Lopez family moved in. The family christened the lake Laguna de Lopez, or Lopez Lake. One summer night, celebrating their housewarming, Chico and a guest heard strange noises coming from the lake. When they rode down, the noises stopped. But they could smell that horrible stench coming from the water. Their horses appeared very afraid. As the men prepared to flee, they heard a tremendous roar and splashing and watched in amazement as a huge monster rose from the deepest part of the lake, which was now churning with breaking waves as if jolted by an earthquake. The monster rose 100 feet out of the water and stretched its 200-foot wings to fly over the high pine trees. The men later described it as a dragon with bat-like wings. Some nights later, Lopez and his vaqueros, or cowboys, were awakened from a restless sleep by sounds of panic in the horse corral. Arriving at the corral, they could see no fences down or gates open, but they noticed that a number of horses were definitely missing. They looked up and saw the huge winged dragon monster in the sky. In the weeks that followed, residents of nearby ranchos connected nights when their own livestock disappeared. With a terrible smell, they felt came from Lopez Lake. Everyone in the canyon was terrified, but they had much invested in their ranchos, and so most settlers decided to stay. By 1886, the winged monster unexplainably appeared to be gone. Perhaps it left because it lost its power to frighten. Some say it was chased away by the fearless Baron de Leonis, the largest landowner of the area, after whom the Leona Valley east of Elizabeth Lake was named. But not long after the monster's disappearance, a similar creature, in a very weakened condition, was reported seen in the mountains of Arizona. Newspaper accounts say the creature was killed by ranchers, its bones scattered by coyotes, but no further sightings were made, and we can't locate the photographs. Although since 1886, no one has evidenced monsters, devils, quaking waves, or disappearing cattle around Elizabeth Lake, and the lake itself is now peaceful. Some claim there are nights when a strange odor still emanates. Is the devil monster altogether gone, or simply regaining strength for a new reign of terror? Interestingly, through all its appellations, all its legend and surrounding turmoil, the lake has retained its quaintest name, Elizabeth. After an incident in 1849, when a young girl named Elizabeth fell into the lake while attempting to draw a bucket of water.
I'm so cold.
What a charming name.
Oh, Elizabeth Lake. I think we've all been to Elizabeth Lake, haven't you? I have. It's nearby. That's local. It's around here somewhere. Yeah, it's a real, I think there's a community around it. Or am I thinking of some other lake? I think it's Elizabeth Lake. Lake Elizabeth, they call it. They switched the name around.
It wasn't my fault.